As we begin your induction, we will focus on your breathing and eye movements. As we slow your breathing, you will find your eyes relaxing shut. It is fine to let them close as the rest of the induction will focus on seeing through that blackness, yourself, reflected as though through a black mirror. Now take a long and deep inhale through your nose and let it flow quickly and freely out of your mouth. Make sure each breath is inhaled through your nose and out your mouth. Now take another deep inhale through the nose and a slower, longer exhale out of your mouth. And again, take another deep inhale through your nose and slower, relaxing exhale out of your mouth. Continue this pattern of breathing, allowing it to become cyclical and comfortable and relaxed. Look directly upwards and pick out a spot on the wall or ceiling that seems to be most directly centered in your upwards view. Focus on that spot as you continue to breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth, allowing this spot to be a visual anchor. Allow your eyes to remain fixed there as long as your eyelids are open as you continue to relax and breathe. As each breath makes you more and more relaxed, wiping out tension from your legs, arms, back, neck, and face, you will find that your eyelids will wish to slowly shut as they become heavier and heavier as you become more and more relaxed. Until you will find your eyelids becoming heavy as stone, and they will shut and stay shut until the end of this program. It's okay to relax. It's okay to let your eyes close as you continue to relax and breathe. And as your eyes close and you see only blackness, let every muscle throughout your entire body relax and release just a little bit more stress and tension. Here in this blackness, I want you to let your eyes go and begin to see an exact mirror of your entire physical self as you are now, slowly fade into existence in the blackness. As we relax each part of your body, you will see that manifest itself into a realistic mirror image that is more dense and more vivid. Begin with your head. Feel the space between your ears where my voice meets deep within your mind begin to grow warm and relaxed. Feel that relaxation appear as a warm and vivid vibration of relaxation that slowly spreads out within your entire head, touching the top of your head, relaxing the scalp and the crown, warming and relaxing your forehead, smoothing away fully all the wrinkles of your brow, leaving them unable to return until the end of this session. Allow the warm relaxation to spread into and around your ears and down into your jaw. Feel it flow from your brow over your eyes and around your eyes, relaxing all the muscles there, and around your nose, and down into your mouth and lips, while the warmth from your jaw slowly sinks deep into your neck and throat, relaxing all the muscles in your head and face, and every muscle underneath the skin there. See how in the mirror of blackness your head has now become more real, dense, solid, vivid. It is comparison to the rest of you as mist is to water. You see, you are still condensing from the mist into your true subliminal water self. Feel now and see in this mirror as the warm relaxation spreads down from your throat and into your spinal column, shoulders, collarbone, and tops of your arms, all at once the muscles there relaxing deep within your body and far under the skin, totally warm and relaxed and becoming more vivid in the mirror image. The warmth travels down into your arms now, relaxing your upper arms and shoulder joints totally and completely far into the muscle and deep under the skin. Now it flows down across the elbows and into the lower arms, down to your wrists. See as it flows and relaxes totally, it appears more solid and dense and real in the reflection. Feel the warmth and relaxation flow deeply through your wrists into the palms of your hands, and then slowly relaxes first the thumbs and then each and every finger as it slides along the hand, totally relaxing your arms in warmth as you see it happen in the reflection. See in the reflection that the warmth and relaxation is now traveling down your shoulder blades, down into your spinal cord, and out across the ribs. Feel how warm and relaxing it is, allowing you to shut off totally the muscles throughout your chest and upper back as they slowly fade into reflection in the black mirror. Allow your focus and concentration on this vision to see and feel the warmth and relaxation settle down the spinal cord to the tailbone and spread out across the muscles of your lower stomach, making your breathing even more relaxed and rhythmic. And see in the mirror as the relaxation spreads out across the muscles for your lower back and legs and upper thighs, inside and out, slowly fade into reality in the mirror's reflection. See the reflection become more real and more dense and more solid in the blackness as the warmth and relaxation travels down your legs, inside of your thighs, down to the knees, on the backs of your thighs, down to the knees, and sink slowly and thoroughly into your knee joints, deep into the muscle and bone, relaxation, totally and completely. All of you from the knees above now has appeared more real and more dense and more solid than perceived reality in the reflection in the blackness. You are totally relaxed, with muscles and nerve and bone shut off totally, just embracing the warmth and focusing on the reflection. And now you feel the warmth and relaxation flow down through the knees into your shins and calves, relaxing the muscles and nerves and bones totally and completely, as the warmth and relaxation continues to spread throughout into your ankles, around the balls of your feet, and deep in through the arch of your foot, slowly into each and every one of your toes, totally relaxing all the nerves, muscle, and bones in your feet and toes, as you can now see yourself entirely reflected in blackness. Focus on your reflection. Focus on your entire reflection, because you are going to cross over this black mirror into your reflection and see through the eyes of your reflection, observing yourself. You will feel yourself slowly switch and allow yourself and your point of view to be drawn into the reflection. You allow yourself to do this as you continue to relax and sink deeper into a final and full state of hypnosis. My voice will guide you and carry your awareness into your reflection as you cross over the black mirror into the total and complete hypnosis. My voice will do this by counting backwards slowly, and as I near the end of the count, you will find yourself nearer to being fully across. Once the count has finished, you will find yourself totally relaxed. Every muscle, nerve, bone, and impulse in your body totally shut off. You will see this from the point of view of your reflection. Let's begin this full and final descent into the sea of awareness. Concentrate. 50. Crossing over. 49. Relaxed. 48. Crossover. 47. 46. Deeper state of hypnosis. 45. Become the observer. 44. Crossover 3. 42. Relaxed. 41. Deeper and deeper. 40. 39. Deeper state of hypnosis. 38. Becoming the observer. 37. Six, relaxed. 35. 34. Deeper and deeper. 33. 32. Crossing over. 31. 30. Concentrate. 29. 28. Deeper state of hypnosis. 27. 26. Become the observer. 25. 24. Crossing over. 23. 22. Crossover. 21. 20. 19. Relaxed. 18. 17. Relaxed. 16. 15. Crossover. 14. 13. 12. Relaxed. 11. 10. Concentrate. 9. 8. Deeper and deeper. 7. 6. Relaxed. 4. Crossover. 3. Crossover. 2. Crossover. And 1. Crossover.
The coward dies 1,000 deaths. You are the master of your own destiny. Because you realize that destiny is nothing more than the result of chosen habits, which are chosen behaviors, which are chosen thoughts. You have taken control over your own thoughts. You have claimed the creativity and power over your life that you deserved, that you were born with, and that we all forget from time to time. The future is open space, and you decide now where you wish to journey and why you want to go there. You are the master of your own destiny, because you realize that destiny is nothing more than the result of chosen habits, which are chosen behaviors, which are chosen thoughts. You have taken control over your own thoughts. You have claimed the creativity and power over your life that you deserved, that you were born with, and that we all forget from time to time. The future is open space, and you decide now where you wish to journey and why you want to go there. You are the master of your own destiny, because you realize that destiny is nothing more than the result of chosen habits, which are chosen behaviors, which are chosen thoughts. You have taken control over your own thoughts. You have claimed the creativity and power over your life that you deserved, that you were born with, and that we all forget from time to time. The future is open space, and you decide now where you wish to journey and why you want to go there. You are the master of your own destiny, because you realize that destiny is nothing more than the result of chosen habits, which are chosen behaviors, which are chosen thoughts. You have taken control over your own thoughts. You have claimed the creativity and power over your life that you deserved, that you were born with, and that we all forget from time to time. The future is open space, and you decide now where you wish to journey and why you want to go there. You are the master of your own destiny, because you realize that destiny is nothing more than the result of chosen habits, which are chosen behaviors, which are chosen thoughts. You have taken control over your own thoughts. You have claimed the creativity and power over your life that you deserved, that you were born with, and that we all forget from time to time. The future is open space, and you decide now where you wish to journey and why you want to go there. You are the master of your own destiny, because you realize that destiny is nothing more than the result of chosen habits, which are chosen behaviors, which are chosen thoughts. You have taken control over your own thoughts. You have claimed the creativity and power over your life that you deserved, that you were born with, and that we all forget from time to time. The future is open space, and you decide now where you wish to journey and why you want to go there. You are the master of your own destiny, because you realize that destiny is nothing more than the result of chosen habits, which are chosen behaviors, which are chosen thoughts. You have taken control over your own thoughts. You have claimed the creativity and power over your life that you deserved, that you were born with, and that we all forget from time to time. The future is open space, and you decide now where you wish to journey and why you want to go there. Your values are your own. I have only pointed you inward, towards them. To know another human is to know yourself. And now you know and understand yourself. You are aware of who you are when you dream, who you are today, who you were yesterday, and who you wish to be tomorrow. You exist in an eternal moment with infinite possibilities that need only be stimulated by consciousness to come to fruition. You see the course of life you wish to take first in your heart, and it brings the vision to your mind. Once you have the vision clearly enough, you can externalize it and bring it into reality with the simple action of writing your goals down. Once your vision has left the mind and become something real and external, even if it's only written words on paper, it is still real and part of consensus reality, and the seed from which the rest will grow. To know another human is to know yourself. And now you know and understand yourself. You are aware of who you are when you dream, who you are today, who you were yesterday, and who you wish to be tomorrow. You exist in an eternal moment with infinite possibilities that need only be stimulated by consciousness to come to fruition. You see the course of life you wish to take first in your heart, and it brings the vision to your mind. Once you have the vision clearly enough, you can externalize it and bring it into reality with the simple action of writing your goals down. Once your vision has left the mind and become something real and external, even if it's only written words on paper, it is still real and part of consensus reality, and the seed from which the rest will grow. To know another human is to know yourself. And now you know and understand yourself. You are aware of who you are when you dream, who you are today, who you were yesterday, and who you wish to be tomorrow. You exist in an eternal moment with infinite possibilities that need only be stimulated by consciousness to come to fruition. You see the course of life you wish to take first in your heart, and it brings the vision to your mind. Once you have the vision clearly enough, you can externalize it and bring it into reality with the simple action of writing your goals down. Once your vision has left the mind and become something real and external, even if it's only written words on paper, it is still real and part of consensus reality, and the seed from which the rest will grow. To know another human is to know yourself. And now you know and understand yourself. You are aware of who you are when you dream, who you are today, who you were yesterday, and who you wish to be tomorrow. You exist in an eternal moment with infinite possibilities that need only be stimulated by consciousness to come to fruition. You see the course of life you wish to take first in your heart, and it brings the vision to your mind. Once you have the vision clearly enough, you can externalize it and bring it into reality with the simple action of writing your goals down. Once your vision has left the mind and become something real and external, even if it's only written words on paper, it is still real and part of consensus reality, and the seed from which the rest will grow. To know another human is to know yourself. And now you know and understand yourself. You are aware of who you are when you dream, who you are today, who you were yesterday, and who you wish to be tomorrow. You exist in an eternal moment with infinite possibilities that need only be stimulated by consciousness to come to fruition. You see the course of life you wish to take first in your heart, and it brings the vision to your mind. Once you have the vision clearly enough, you can externalize it and bring it into reality with the simple action of writing your goals down. Once your vision has left the mind and become something real and external, even if it's only written words on paper, it is still real and part of consensus reality, and the seed from which the rest will grow. To know another human is to know yourself. And now you know and understand yourself. You are aware of who you are when you dream, who you are today, who you were yesterday, and who you wish to be tomorrow. You exist in an eternal moment with infinite possibilities that need only be stimulated by consciousness to come to fruition. You see the course of life you wish to take first in your heart, and it brings the vision to your mind. Once you have the vision clearly enough, you can externalize it and bring it into reality with the simple action of writing your goals down. Once your vision has left the mind and become something real and external, even if it's only written words on paper, it is still real and part of consensus reality, and the seed from which the rest will grow. To know another human is to know yourself. And now you know and understand yourself. You are aware of who you are when you dream, who you are today, who you were yesterday, and who you wish to be tomorrow. You exist in an eternal moment with infinite possibilities that need only be stimulated by consciousness to come to fruition. You see the course of life you wish to take first in your heart, and it brings the vision to your mind. Once you have the vision clearly enough, you can externalize it and bring it into reality with the simple action of writing your goals down. Once your vision has left the mind and become something real and external, even if it's only written words on paper, it is still real and part of consensus reality, and the seed from which the rest will grow. To know another human is to know yourself. And now you know and understand yourself. You are aware of who you are when you dream, who you are today, who you were yesterday, and who you wish to be tomorrow. You exist in an eternal moment with infinite possibilities that need only be stimulated by consciousness to come to fruition. You see the course of life you wish to take first in your heart, and it brings the vision to your mind. Once you have the vision clearly enough, you can externalize it and bring it into reality with the simple action of writing your goals down. Once your vision has left the mind and become something real and external, even if it's only written words on paper, it is still real and part of consensus reality, and the seed from which the rest will grow. Not even my voice or suggestions can set you off track now. You have the core idea of the Defiant inside you now. Your life, your mind is your own. You can put no box around your understanding or vision. You long to see past your own boundaries. And no, understanding and knowledge is worth more than all the cash you can carry. Knowledge and understanding bring more cash than you could bathe in. Your own morality and values purchase yourself things that no amount of money could ever buy. You know the true meaning of self-discipline now. It's not just about kicking yourself in the butt when you know you should be doing something productive and aren't, but it's about being a disciple to the teachings of yourself. You are your own guru. You are the master of your destiny. Your life is literally in no other hands than your own. The only way someone or something else can control you is if you submit to that control. And just because you were foolish before and submitted doesn't mean you can't take back your own life at any time you desire. The desire to own your own existence is enough to begin thinking again like you own your own existence. And all actions are expressions of such thoughts. Remember, the process of self-change is always the same. It begins with desire or emotions, which are translated into thoughts and perceptions, which are revealed to the world as actions. You must feel it before you can think it. And you must think it before you can enact it. Remember that the power to change your life is totally in your hands, that you are constantly changing anyways, and the only way to make sure you don't get swept away by the currents is to control those changes. Aggressively attack and overcome your obstacles, and never by supporting your weaknesses or hoping that one day you won't be weak and succeed, but by supporting your own strengths and turning those weaknesses against themselves. Sow a thought, reap an action. Sow an action, reap a habit. Sow a habit, reap a destiny. It honestly takes more effort and energy to conform your life to some other person's perception than it is to live up to your own. The path of least resistance is nature's path, your path, the Defiant path. You cannot and will not let anyone other than yourself define who you are. You cannot and will not value anything other than your own character and quality of relationships that you have, because that is where happiness comes from. You trust your own experience. You know your own mind. You defy being categorized. You are more than a mass of marketing statistics. You are your own individual, and nothing other than death will ever change that. You know, too, that not claiming your own individuality, not valuing your own character, is a kind of living death in itself. You defy living like a dead man. You defy going through life asleep. You know that discomfort and pain are as fleeting as joy and laughter. You know that if you just worry about you, there's no need to worry about the rest of the world or anything else that is just outside your power or control. you only have control over you. That is the greatest responsibility you get in life. It also limits your boundaries of control, while at the same time freeing them within those bounds to become limitless potential. A life lived in anger is no life at all. You defy anger and replace it with aggression, the kind of aggression that helps you aggressively create positive change within your life. You control your own brain. You know that it's just a machine that will respond to your will. Your body is a machine that only knows the program of your thought. The price of your freedom is eternal vigilance. And you have paid that price. You are paying that price. And you will always pay that price. There is no obstacle in life that you cannot personally overcome. You just have to look beyond that obstacle and see the goal. And your own inertia will propel you right through it. No one can stop you or mess up your life other than yourself now. From now on, you have to realize that. That any time you might want to blame someone or something for a perceived injustice, then you have to stop and look inside yourself and find out how to put an end to that false feeling so that you can regain power over your life again. Especially in our world today, so much of life seems out of our control, but it's not. Especially when you spend your energy on areas of life that you can control. Because your thoughts, your feelings, your mind and body are totally your own. They are also now totally your own responsibility to maintain and listen to. No one else can or ever will do this work for you. And you can never do this kind of work for someone else. You want to give the people around you the gift of self-discipline, the gift of defying the lies that society tells them about who they are, the gift of defying an empty box for fulfilled spirit, then you have to be the example. And remember, all you can be is an example. And remember about yourself as well as the examples that have inspired you, that we all learn best from mistakes. Do not regret a mistake. Failure is an event, it's not a person. Be glad that you have knowledge of experience other than the standard abstract textbook knowledge. Remember that we defy seeing what we want to and see the reality of what is, no matter the cost. Remember that the truth is the most destructive thing to a life built on lies. Truth will destroy us, but afterwards it will give us a foundation to rebuild. That is of itself indestructible. No one else can or ever will do this work for you. And you can never do this kind of work for someone else. You want to give the people around you the gift of self-discipline, the gift of defying the lies that society tells them about who they are, the gift of defying an empty box for fulfilled spirit, then you have to be the example. And remember, all you can be is an example. And remember about yourself as well as the examples that have inspired you, that we all learn best from mistakes. Do not regret a mistake. Failure is an event, it's not a person. Be glad that you have knowledge of experience other than the standard abstract textbook knowledge. Remember that we defy seeing what we want to and see the reality of what is, no matter the cost. Remember that the truth is the most destructive thing to a life built on lies. Truth will destroy us, but afterwards it will give us a foundation to rebuild that is of itself indestructible. No one else can or ever will do this work for you. And you can never do this kind of work for someone else. You want to give the people around you the gift of self-discipline, the gift of defying the lies that society tells them about who they are, the gift of defying an empty box for fulfilled spirit, then you have to be the example. And remember, all you can be is an example. And remember about yourself as well as the examples that have inspired you, that we all learn best from mistakes. Do not regret a mistake. Failure is an event, it's not a person. Be glad that you have knowledge of experience other than the standard abstract textbook knowledge. Remember that we defy seeing what we want to and see the reality of what is, no matter the cost. Remember that the truth is the most destructive thing to a life built on lies. Truth will destroy us, but afterwards it will give us a foundation to rebuild that is of itself indestructible. No one else can or ever will do this work for you. And you can never do this kind of work for someone else. You want to give the people around you the gift of self-discipline, the gift of defying the lies that society tells them about who they are, the gift of defying an empty box for fulfilled spirit, then you have to be the example. And remember, all you can be is an example. And remember about yourself as well as the examples that have inspired you, that we all learn best from mistakes. Do not regret a mistake. Failure is an event, it's not a person. Be glad that you have knowledge of experience other than the standard abstract textbook knowledge. Remember that we defy seeing what we want to and see the reality of what is, no matter the cost. Remember that the truth is the most destructive thing to a life built on lies. Truth will destroy us, but afterwards it will give us a foundation to rebuild that is of itself indestructible. No one else can or ever will do this work for you. And you can never do this kind of work for someone else. You want to give the people around you the gift of self-discipline, the gift of defying the lies that society tells them about who they are, the gift of defying an empty box for fulfilled spirit, then you have to be the example. And remember, all you can be is an example. And remember about yourself as well as the examples that have inspired you, that we all learn best from mistakes. Do not regret a mistake. Failure is an event, it's not a person. Be glad that you have knowledge of experience other than the standard abstract textbook knowledge. Remember that we defy seeing what we want to and see the reality of what is, no matter the cost. Remember that the truth is the most destructive thing to a life built on lies. Truth will destroy us, but afterwards it will give us a foundation to rebuild that is of itself indestructible. No one else can or ever will do this work for you. And you can never do this kind of work for someone else. You want to give the people around you the gift of self-discipline, the gift of defying the lies that society tells them about who they are, the gift of defying an empty box for fulfilled spirit, then you have to be the example. And remember, all you can be is an example. And remember about yourself as well as the examples that have inspired you, that we all learn best from mistakes. Do not regret a mistake. Failure is an event, it's not a person. Be glad that you have knowledge of experience other than the standard abstract textbook knowledge. Remember that we defy seeing what we want to and see the reality of what is, no matter the cost. Remember that the truth is the most destructive thing to a life built on lies. Truth will destroy us, but afterwards it will give us a foundation to rebuild that is of itself indestructible. No one else can or ever will do this work for you. And you can never do this kind of work for someone else. You want to give the people around you the gift of self-discipline, the gift of defying the lies that society tells them about who they are, the gift of defying an empty box for fulfilled spirit, then you have to be the example. And remember, all you can be is an example. And remember about yourself as well as the examples that have inspired you, that we all learn best from mistakes. Do not regret a mistake. Failure is an event, it's not a person. Be glad that you have knowledge of experience other than the standard abstract textbook knowledge. Remember that we defy seeing what we want to and see the reality of what is, no matter the cost. Remember that the truth is the most destructive thing to a life built on lies. Truth will destroy us, but afterwards it will give us a foundation to rebuild that is of itself indestructible. Our goal is to see ourselves clearly, to see the world clearly, to see life and love and pain and death clearly. To use our minds and philosophies to experience all of life, not rationalize ways to exclude the uncomfortable parts of it. For you, like the rest of us, victory is being totally self-sovereign. Money just represents an idea, so ideas, thoughts, knowledge, skills are more valuable than cash. And you have already been gathering and saving those. You know that individuality and freedom are natural and inextricable values. You know that your morality is unique to your own perception and experiences of truth. You know that as you honor your own character, you're honoring others as well. You know that as you value others' individuality, you demonstrate respect for your own as well. You are well armed with common sense and a clarity of reality. You defy external manipulation. You are the character you choose to be, the individual that you value. You know that nobility is life. Now, focus on my voice and become more awake and energized and aware, and remember that your self-integrity and your self-esteem is the most valuable possession and investment that you have. Focus on my voice and become even more awake and energized and aware, and remember that your self-integrity and your self-esteem is the most valuable possession and investment that you have. Focus now on my voice and wake up. You are energized and aware, and remember that your self-integrity and self-esteem is the most valuable possession and investment that you have.